After that, the Would You Rather Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And Chris.
Hello.
And today we also have a special guest, Richard.
Hi.
Richard, tell us a little bit about yourself. I totally cut you off there. Sorry.
No, I just said hello.
So what brings you to us this evening? How do you know about us and how do we know about you?
So I don't remember how I found you guys. I don't know if it was like through social media or whatever, but I started listening to your podcast and I thought you guys were ridiculous. And so I invited you guys to do one of the podcasts that I do called The Awkward Human Survival Guide. Don't remember which number that was, so don't ask me. But I guess we just have this rapport now.
Look at that. And where would people find The Awkward Human Survival Guide should they decide that they love you and want to hear more?
I hope they love me.
How could they not?
You can find us on any platform that does podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, all that, and just search The Awkward Human Survival Guide.
All right. Perfect. Joshua, would you like to lead us into today's topic?
Sure. As a person who works at the circus, would you rather be the person who has the knives thrown at them or the person who sticks their head in the lion's mouth?
Wow.
Knives. Okay, so knives thrown. So this is like, are you strapped to like a wall?
Yeah, or like probably like a spinny wheel.
Oh, you're spinning. Oh, there's spinning involved.
Have you not seen knife throwing before? You missed that episode of Bones where they went to the circus.
You know, I haven't been to the circus a lot. That's not a thing I do a lot. So you're like strapped to a thing and like you spin around and then someone... Is the person who's throwing the knives a trained professional at knife throwing?
Yes.
Okay.
And how...
They are an expert knife thrower.
How well trained is the lion? Like, are we talking... That is,
yes. Great question.
In those situations, is it the lion that's trained or the tamer that's trained or both?
I feel like it's both. I feel like the lion is trained. That's not just like they picked up a lion on the way to the circus.
Okay, well, yeah. Probably not. You're right. The lion is... This is a circus lion. It is as trained as a top-tier circus lion would be. Same with the knife thrower.
A top-tier. Like, top-tier. He's got certifications. Like, he went to lion college. But like one of the Ivy League ones.
This is Mr. Barnum or Mr. Bailey. This is, you know, this is not lower tier.
Yeah, this is top tier. No, they are like not torturing lions. The animals too much.
this lion didn't get his GED and then go to community college. Okay.
So we're not dealing with like a Siegfried and Roy type of lion.
Oh, no. I would assume that the Siegfried and Roy lion was very well trained as also, right?
Presumably?
That's a good point.
Even trained lions are dangerous lions.
That's true.
To go back to the whole lion thing. So we've determined that this lion is like top shelf, right? But am I given training when it comes to like giving the lion commands and like where I should put my hands, or am I kind of left on my own on this?
No, you're just you.
Oh, shit.
Wait, is there a lion trainer in the room with you? Like, and you're just the one that's putting your head in, or is it just you and the lion?
I haven't seen many of these lion acts. Is there usually a third person or a second person?
Yeah, there's like there's the person who is making the lion do tricks, and then there's the lion who is doing the tricks.
Okay, that's not a person though, because it's
okay.
A lion.
Yeah, are there three living things in this circle, or are there two?
There's the bird that you shove in the lion's mouth when you think you might get bitten.
I guess I'm. That's what I'm asking. Am I just like the unwitting like audience member who is coming up as part of the show, and there's lion tamer and a lion, or am I taming the lion in the show? Like, is my primary responsibility making sure this lion does not kill everyone?
Richard, have you been to many circuses?
I have not. I think I've gone once when I was a really, really young kid, and I don't really remember it, other than like the circus peanuts, which I'm not a fan of.
They're usually stale.
Yeah.
Circus popcorn, also very stale. It's just a stale in general. Does a rodeo count? Is that the same as a circus?
No.
Is it called a circus or is it called a rodeo? Because I feel but like the answer is inherent.
It has animals and there's
so
there's like a ring.
So do we. We have cats. Does that mean our home is a circus? I mean, it kind of is.
I mean, kind
still.
Of.
Okay, well, here's what I was getting at when I asked Richard if he went to the circus. Richard, if you were at the circus and someone was like, hey, guy in the audience, want to come stick your head in a lion's mouth, would you have done it?
Okay, so here's my thing. if I had the option to, like, raise the lion myself from, like, its infancy because they're so cute, like, I feel like I'd be able to do that. But I don't know. That's just, it's crazy. Put your head in a line, like if it chomps down, you're done. But that's the better option than if you get stabbed in the stomach, you're gonna bleed for a while.
Also, I'm thinking, okay, let's take the best case scenario is that you don't get chomped on your face by the lion and you don't get stabbed, but you're still strapped to a spinning wheel. Like you're probably getting nauseous, like you're getting dizzy. Whereas with the lion, like, you just close your eyes and then it's done. I don't know. Like,
that's what she said.
Huh? Oh, no.
Bazinga.
That sounds so like a inspired. Hashtag Me Too moment.
No shit, right? Okay.
Hashtag not all circuses. So, so I'm just wondering, like, even if we're shooting for best case scenario, I'd rather pick the lion because then I'm not going to get dizzy.
Well, I feel like in both of these cases, the risk of danger is sort of on you because you're going to have some weird flinch or something, right?
Right.
Like when a knife hits you the like right next to your face the first time, like the next time you see one flying towards you, you're probably not going to be able to help but move.
Oh, I'm closing my eyes, right? We're all closing our eyes on this. Like, if we pick the knife one, you're not watching it happen.
No,
right?
I have my eyes wide open.
You can't not watch it happen. It's like in a horror movie where you're, like, trying not to look, but then you open the spot between your fingers that are when your hand's over your eyes, so that because you can't not see. The sound is worse.
No, I don't do that.
Well, that's... Do you go to horror movies?
Yeah, I mean, no. I watch them in the safety of my own home with all the lights on. And like the sound turned really low, and then I'm usually on my phone at the same time.
Oh, that's
so like very
so you safe. Just be, get on your circle that's spinning, and just have your phone ready, and you can you know be Facebooking or Instagramming or whatever it is the kids do these days.
Do what now?
You won't even notice.
Yeah, but now you're putting your phone in danger.
Oh, that is so true. Yeah, I mean. Who in this group has had a broken phone lately? I can think of at least one.
It's true. Yeah. I'm leaning.
There's not a toilet nearby to drop it into.
I think Chris has the right idea with the eyes closed.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Like
because unless you're like a professional athlete, like unless you're a baseball player, you're not going to be able to tell whether the knife is, you know, about to hit you or not.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to judge the actual trajectory of a thrown knife while you're spinning around.
And, like, you're not gonna be able to do anything about it. Like, you're going to see the throw. And, like, these knives are, you know, thin. You're going to see them head on. You're not going to be able to tell. It's going to be, like, a glint of light and then a thunk wherever it lands. So it's not like you're going to be able to, like, move or dodge. I don't know.
Well, also, you're strapped down, so you're not going to be able to move or dodge anyway.
Joshua,
that sounds like a pro.
This... Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking,
Is this okay. Just a one-time dealie? Like, just the one time, or is this, like, your career?
Let's say it is 3 nights only while the circus is in town.
Ooh, limited affair.
Oh, that may change things.
I am going to go in a whole different direction than you guys, which should not feel shocking.
No.
But I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to use cold, hard logic.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Danielle logic.
So in both of these situations, you have a, quote, trained professional. So we have a top-shelf lion, or we have someone who got the mad knife-throwing skills. To me, the likelihood of the lion just having some sort of episode, like changing its mind about wanting to have a human head in its mouth, or just feeling pissed off, or maybe it's got an itch and it doesn't know what to do, is a lot more likely than your knife thrower all of a sudden just like going aggro. So I feel like it's a more controlled circumstance when you're not shoving your head in the mouth of a lion. I feel like, I mean, we all know what happened to Siegfried, or was it Roy?
And or Roy.
Uh-huh. Insert,
yes,
you know, Las Vegas performer here. Like, I just...
Oh, Brittany.
And then the result, like, if that... Yeah.
Leave Brittany alone.
Leave Brittany alone.
If the lion chops down, it's going to be incredibly painful, and the likelihood of you dying is pretty high. If you get stabbed with one of those little knives, I mean, it's still being stabbed, but you're probably going to be okay.
What are you talking about?
Unless it's in your face.
Probably okay. Like, you're strapped. You've got your head exposed, your gut, your arms. Like, they might. And these are not like paring knives.
You've got your head exposed inside the mouth of a lion.
I agree. Although, I just want to make one small point. I don't know if this matters, but didn't Siegfried and Roy have tigers? Does that matter?
They had something.
I think they were white tigers, yeah.
Right?
Sloths, maybe?
We all know that tigers are far more dangerous than lions.
Is that
okay,
true?
When you like, say obviously. We all know? Like,
yes.
Is that a fact?
You only know your parents. Like,
this is very Donald Trump, like, everybody's saying.
Everybody is saying that tigers are more dangerous than lions.
Yeah.
How many
people that were killed by tigers agree? Tigers are very dangerous.
How many lions have attacked Siegfried and Roy? Zero. How many tigers have attacked Siegfried and Roy? At least one.
You're not wrong on that.
Logic. Logic.
Yeah. Richard, what do you think of Danielle's logic?
Yeah, what do you... Yeah.
I don't have the facts on this, but I would assume that a lion can smell fear and will very much react to that.
That's true.
Whereas like if I lose a toe or a finger, like, you know, that's okay. Right?
Wait, that's okay? That's just like acceptable losses for this or that?
I'd rather get a knife stuck in my forearm than have a lion chop down on my... Not saying that either one are going to happen, but that's the risk you're going to take.
Yeah, you know, you're bringing me around. I was on I was on Team Lion because I was like, you know, the lion is a trained professional. It knows what's going on. Like, it's done this 1,000 times before, and you just go up and you do your thing and then you walk off, and you only have to do it like 3 times and done and done. Whereas with the knife thing, like, it's not just one knife, it's multiple knives. But now I'm yeah, because you can't
okay
control
Chris
the lion.
I'm gonna try to bring you back to the lion.
Hit me.
What if it's okay, so it's day one at the circus. You stick your head in the lion's mouth, you pull your head out, everything's great.
Yeah.
On the other side of things, it's day one and you get stabbed. You still have to do it 2 more days.
Oh shit, you're right.
Well, yeah, okay, how about it's day one, you shove your head in the lion's mouth, everything's great. It's day two, you shove your head in the lion's mouth. You don't have to worry about day three because you're fucking dead.
Right.
Exactly. I don't have to worry about day three, but I've been stabbed multiple times already. I have to go to work the next day still.
Or what happens
if... tolerance to stabbing. It's just like liquor.
Or what happens if day one, you put your head in the lion's mouth and the lion like half chomps down just to like fuck with you a little bit. And, you know, so you get like your skull fractures and you start bleeding and then you have to go back to day two and do it again.
Yeah. Lion just needs a little bump, you know?
Right. Lion likes the taste, you know, likes the wiggling, it likes it when you fight, you know.
It likes it when you call it Big Papa.
It likes, yes. that took a dark turn.
Also,
that
escalated. But also, Joshua, I'm going to turn you because flipping the script here, because you own cats. You know how temperamental they are.
That is so true.
Yeah, how many times have you been scratched by our cats, Joshua?
Except you said it's like liquor. You just get used to it.
Okay.
Except those are tiny cats.
And And those cats like you because you usually get scratched by Fio, and that bitch doesn't want to have anything to do with Mama. She is all about you.
This is so funny because I have completely forgot that my biggest fear
is to have your eyeball
is to get
popped.
Poked in the eyeball by a cat.
Yeah, that cat's just going to chomp down on your whole
including
eyeball.
A lion's tooth.
How and a lion is a cat. It's so funny. Like, I have to go knives. No, I have to go knives. I would much rather get stabbed in the eye with a knife than get my eye popped by a lion. Like, no.
Okay, so you're definitely going knife?
I think I'm definitely
Richard?
Going knife.
Yeah, I'm going.
Richard, how you going?
I'm going knives as well because, you know, who doesn't like a good stabbing every now and then?
I mean, just mix it up a little bit, like a little stabbing.
I mean, my fantasy is that I get stabbed by a knife and then I fall over and then I look and I see someone else is dying of knife wounds. Be like that episode of ER.
I'm sorry.
What?
You have fantasies about these things?
What? Yeah.
I mean, okay.
What
I
the
get
fuck
it.
Is going on?
Sure.
You know when Dr. Carter got stabbed? Jesus, Joshua.
Okay, we got three knives, Josh. We're just going to move right past that.
Yeah, we're just assuming you're going knife, Danielle.
I'm going knives.
Three knives.
And I am definitely going knife as well because the human is, I think, more predictable.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know, maybe if they stab you on day one, you could, I don't know, have a nice talk with them, be like, hey, I understand you're under a lot of stress. I was under a lot of stress.
You're new to this. I'm new to this.
Yeah, let's just calm it down for day two and try not to stab me.
Right. Let's talk about, I like to come from a positive place. Like, let's talk about what success looks like in this role.
Yeah. Where's some opportunity for improvement?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's empower people.
Yeah.
To not stab each other.
Also, I realize we've already established which way we're going, but I just had a thought. You can also ask the knife thrower to, like, hey, can you show me your skills on that, you know, like, put a balloon on the rotating thing and be like, hey, can you, you know, do that and just show me that you know what you're doing? Can't really do that with the lion.
Additional but, anxiety.
Every yeah, do you want to do that with the knife thrower?
I'm not saying whether you want to or not. I'm saying you could if you wanted to be, you know, if you wanted to know that the knife thrower could do what they say they could do. But with the lion, you can't really go to the lion and be like, okay, we're going to practice and I'm going to put my head in your mouth. Like, that's not, like, that's just doing
demo.
The thing.
No, this is all bullshit. You go in blind.
Then, okay, well, you are wrong and that is fine. But we agree. Regardless, we agree. Going with the knives.
All right.
Yeah, we're all unanimous on going with the knives. Danielle, take us out.
All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed various circus scenarios, which would you choose, with our guest Richard Cardenas. If you have a great idea for a topic for our podcast, send an email, trtpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at trtpodcast as well. Don't forget to give us your name and where you're from, and we will give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends, do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you found this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on